Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, so the purpose of this special called meeting is to determine the future direction for the city manager position.
If you choose to put Mr. Spears in, I will say, then you need to put him in. This, 5 months here, 6 months there, that is tying up two positions.
We should not restrict the new manager by attaching a six-month probationary period. Please make the decision based on filling the position without restrictions. Only the future will tell if anyone is a truly good fit for the position.
I found Ed to be highly motivated, he's effective, he's dedicated to details with project delivery. He's an excellent communicator, and he's very committed to the city of Milton.
You need to decide if you want to toy around, make Mr. Spears think that you want him in that position, but you really don't want him, then do 6 months, do a year, do whatever. But if you really think he's the man for the job, put him in there, and he will sink or swim.
So, this may be the single most awkward Milton City Council meeting I've ever listened to. And in order to understand why, let me give you a little bit of background. Do you remember last year when we were going through the selection process to hire Scott Collins, and then he didn't get hired, and then he did get hired, and then he quit, and there was a lot of drama involved in all of that has now led to two different requests for investigations potentially against Heather Lindsay and a lawsuit forcing her to disclose public records that attorney Alex Andrade says she has not disclosed so far. I agree. I don't think she's disclosed them either, but okay. And we've had a lot of drama between then and now. And one of the pieces of drama, particularly, is over the alliance structure inside the city of Milton. I don't know why I find Milton so fascinating, but I really do. It's such a great study in character and psychology and local politics. But in the city of Milton, you have the majority faction on council, which is now currently six members, and the former and again now city manager Randy Jorgensen and the former economic development director and then assistant city manager and, well, after the results of last night, now the city manager, Ed Spears, or at least he will be when Randy retires in 3 months. On the one side. On the other side, typically, you have the two minority member city council, Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, and Mayor Heather Lindsay, who is still missing in action, hasn't been at the council meeting or her job in Pensacola, apparently, for a couple of months on some kind of medical leave. That's its own separate issue. And the Pitchfork Posse aligned with them. These are the people who are, you know, running the Save Our Blackwater, telling people that the all kinds of stuff about the wastewater treatment plant, and they've opposed that and many other things, okay? The reason this meeting was weird is because, first of all, I expected this to be a big fight because the Pitchfork Posse, Mike Cusack, Marilyn Farrow, Heather Lindsay faction and Marilyn Farrow were opposed to him, vehemently opposed to him. Actually, I think Mike Cusack helped tank the whole issue last year over his opposition to, you know, like, this is a big problem. They don't like Ed because they view Ed as more Randy and they don't like Randy. And so there you go. So I expected a big fight last night. And then when everybody got up and spoke in favor of him, that weirded me out because the people I thought were going to pitchfork a fit didn't. And then Mike Cusack, the most pitchfork a fit of all of them.
Direction I believe we're going to, this council is going to go, is to appoint Ed Spears. So I think we should, choose him for the position not on an interim basis, but on a full-time, this is yours, take it and run with it and run the city.
Because that had been the conversation, is do we just plain hire him, or do we hire him as a tryout? Do we give him 6 months and he can go back to his job as assistant city manager if it doesn't work out? You know, all of that kind of stuff. And instead, Mike Cusack, who I expected to fight tooth and nail against it, said, I don't know, give him the job, give him the full job. Don't even give him a halfway.
I don't think there should be any kind of thing hanging over his head saying, well, I'm only, what happens if I don't work out in 6 months? This, let's give it to him and let him run with it. That's what we were going to do last July anyway. So let's just go ahead and move forward with that.
So he just says, do it, and don't even give him a half measure. Let's see if he can do the job. We'll find out.
Let's do it. Let's vote on it. And I make a motion to appoint Ed Spears, if he chooses that he wants a position, right, Ed? Okay. You know, with, not on an interim basis, but on a regular, here's the job, it's yours, no restrictions, no caveats of interim or anything else. Just let him run with it.
So then Marilyn Farrow, so he makes the motion to hire Ed Spears. Again, historically enemies, basically. Or at least from Mike Cusack's side, enemies. And Marilyn Farrow says, again, the other one who's always been opposed, the other side of the faction.
Would like to second that motion.
The what now?
But there is something I would like to discuss in regards to the motion.
This would be sort of like, you know, Matt Gaetz recommending to hire Merrick Garland and Marjorie Taylor Greene seconding. Like, it's, what is happening is so unsettling.
I would vote for the motion as long as it would be understood that he would not be able to go back into his assistant city manager position.
Yeah, and if Ed decides that he does need an assistant, you know, unless, you know, I guess you might be Superman, I don't know, but if you decide you need an assistant, it should be up to him to make that decision and bring it before council at that time.
So everybody else, of course, the six, you know, Gavin Hawthorne, yes, and it's nice to see us being unanimous. Sherry Sebastio, she wanted to protect his ability to go back to the lower position if he wanted to or if it didn't work out, which I actually think that always makes sense. I always think that you shouldn't promote somebody and close off the other, you know, option because they might not be good enough at the new job, and you want them to be able to go back to the old job if that's a better fit for them. You know, don't promote people past their ability of competence. That's, I think, a mistake a lot of organizations make. But okay, fine. So everybody's on board, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, well, what happened? Why are they so supportive? Because, again, this was super unsettling. You know, it's kind of like if, I don't know, if the kids bicker all the time, and the kids in Milton bicker all the time, and then all of a sudden they're like, would you pass me the salt, please? Yes, my good friend. Would you pass me the ketchup? Yes, my good. Like, that's, you know, something's going on. Like, that can't be right. It's the only sound in a bickering household that unsettles you is quiet. Because quiet, you know, somebody's dead, right? I mean, you don't know what's going on. So I was trying to figure out. So here's my best theory. And you pretty much have two options here, in my opinion. Option number one is that the opponents in Milton decided, hey, kumbaya, bro. Let's just all get along. Everything's good. The past is the past. You know, it's water under the bridge. Let's make a go of it. A true sign of repentance and, you know, change of heart. And we're just going forward in happy times. Option number two. It's option number two. Option number two is, all right, we cannot stop Ed Spears from becoming the city manager. Everybody recognizes it would be insane to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a headhunter to go hire somebody that's not going to be available because nobody in their right mind, especially nobody in their right mind who's really qualified, is going to come to Milton and work in this job from the outside. So we can't stop it. What's our best next option? Well, maybe if we put him in the position and pretend to give him full support, maybe he'll fail fast, catastrophically, and if we close off the assistant manager position from him returning to it, we can finally get both him and Randy totally out of here. The election's coming in November. We can change council seats, and maybe we can finally get some relief from all of our enemies. I don't know which it is, because all I have to go on is what people actually say in the meeting. And everything they actually said in the meeting was option one. But these people have not shown historically that that was the case. And there was just a little bit of a hint right at the end when they did, in fact, hire him.
I don't think we need tabulation for that. That's a unanimous decision at this time. And congratulations, Mr. Spears.
Yay. Wow.
Unanimous, 8-0. Super weird. Then right at the very end, after that was resolved, Marilyn Farrow, again, one of the opponents, one of the sort of aligned with Mayor Lindsay and Mike Cusack and the Pitchfork Posse historically.
My concern is that just if Ed should depart the position for whatever reason.
Not that I want that. Not that I'm hoping for that. Not that I'm trying to accomplish that. Keep in mind.
I would like to have a plan in place so that we don't have to reinvent this wheel again. Because we had the RFPs in our hand a few months ago, and we put them aside, and then we had to have our purchasing department secure the RFPs a second time. So I think if we could at least have a firm in mind that we could move forward with just in that event.
So just spiffballing here, not intending, not planning, not hoping, not wishing, but just sort of, maybe we should be prepared in case something happens with Ed Spears, and then we don't have Randy, and we don't have Ed, and what do we do in that case? So maybe we should keep these headhunter firms around, at least in the sense that we know which one we might have to use against our will to replace Ed. Could we maybe do that, is what she's saying. Which, again, could either just be, you know, good planning, or this is my actual plan, right? So Jeff Snow, good friend of Ed, good friend of Randy, definitely one of the opponents against Marilyn and Heather and Mike Cusack, says,
I think it's a waste of staff time to move forward with any RFPs at this thing. I think we have the right guy until proven otherwise. That's how I feel.
Let's not do a prenup, okay? Let's not do a plan to fail.
Councilman Snow,
yes, ma'am.
I think it would be a waste of staff's time if they had to secure RFPs yet a third time for the same position.
And I'm truly hoping we don't have to do that.
And truly, I think it's going to be over 6 months, and so much changes with everything at that time. So, I mean, it's part of business. If we unfortunately have to go through something like that, I think it would be premature to go ahead and reach out to these and at this time. And I don't think it does us any good showing the support of our future city manager.
So Jeff realizes that this is Marilyn planning for the divorce. He's smart enough to figure this out. He knows what she's doing. And he says, I don't think we should. And Mike Cusack says, uh-oh, crap, they figured us out.
Can I make a comment? If it becomes necessary, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking these people that submitted the RFP, hey, are you, you know, okay, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing, that doesn't cost us anything to make a phone call or an email. At the time, if it comes to that point, you know, if something should happen and we have to go through the headhunter again, we can always ask the ones that just submitted, hey, this is back on the table. Are you interested? Right? And just go from there. That's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. But I wouldn't do it now.
No.
No, not now. But I'm just saying in the event it should happen down the road 6 months, right?
Just in case. Just in case. You know, just keep the phone numbers around. No big deal. We don't need to invest in anything. It's all right. It's all right. And then finally, Casey Powell had the idea. He's the kind of operating chair while Mayor Lindsay is not there. I mean, he chairs the meetings. She doesn't normally chair them when the mayor's out. He's the mayor pro tem. Anyway, and he says, maybe what we should at least do is when we had looked over these RFPs for these selection firms for headhunters, we just turn in our notes and our scorecard so that we at least have a, if we have to go to this backup plan, at least we have some way to do that with a little bit of information and guidance, which that actually does make a lot of sense, which is why Randy Jorgensen stepped in with what I think is probably the best comment of the night.
Mayor Pro Tem, I think that's a good idea because at least then if there's some sense of the council at some future point, staff does have some direction and God forbid something should happen. But, you know, managers do occasionally die.
Retire. Retire.
And retire.
And retire
twice.
Like Randy.
And something could happen to Ed. God forbid, as I indicated, but you'd have at least some idea where to go from there.
Welcome to the job, Ed. Just keep in mind that
do occasionally you know, managers do occasionally die.
Now, I know last week, your United States House of Representatives in Congress, the Oversight Committee with Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and others, they tried hard to out Milton. Oh, man, you just cannot out Milton. Not ever. Not ever. They're too good at it. They've been doing it for too long. So stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen. But certainly no cancellation anywhere on the horizon for the days of our Milton. 526 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Fine! The gloves are off, pal! Come on, let me see a little wrath. Smite me! Oh, mighty smiter!
Good morning, 7:05:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump's defense team expected to rest its case today in the trial in New York. It's unclear if Trump plans to testify in his defense. The cargo ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge is now safely docked at the Port of Baltimore. That was refloated yesterday morning. Five tugboats helped to guide it to a nearby marine terminal. And the granddaughter of Elvis Presley is suing now to stop the foreclosure sale of the Graceland Mansion. Attorneys representing Riley Keough say a temporary restraining order has now been issued for the auction, which was scheduled to be held on Thursday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 5:30 on News Radio Pensacola. Michael Cohen admits that he stole from Trump to make up for money that Trump didn't pay him. And this was the first time this had come out. And so now you've got a guy who we know lied and also stole is the basis of the case against Trump.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Defense witness Robert Costello returns to the stand this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York. He's an attorney who once advised former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. The judge is threatening to remove Costello as a witness if he keeps muttering and rolling his eyes at decisions.
Costello began audibly responding to objections from the prosecution about his testimony. Once the room was cleared, the judge saying, quote, "I want to discuss proper decorum in my courtroom. You don't say strike it because I'm the only one who can strike it."
Fox's Brooks Singman. Funeral ceremonies have started for Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi, killed in the helicopter crash.
In Tabriz, the nearest city to the crash site, the streets are packed with mourners, reflecting how President Raisi was adored by Iran's hardliners. His body will visit various cities over the next few days before burial on Thursday evening.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, it is an absolutely beautiful morning. We've got clear skies, some really nice color in the sky. It's 70 degrees in Pensacola. The Pensacola Police Department says two suspects have now been arrested in Central Florida in connection to that jewelry heist at the Cordova Mall recently. 41-year-old Jorge Escobar Gonzalez and 42-year-old Linda Salazar Cannon now face multiple charges in the case, including burglary, grand theft, and conspiracy to burglary. They were both arrested in Osceola County on a warrant obtained by detectives. Police say several pieces of that stolen jewelry were recovered. Well, there remains two offers on the table with the possibility of a third soon for the OLF 8 property in Beulah. However, those negotiations are being stalled, at least temporarily, due to questions over how the 500-acre property is currently zoned.
Right now, the majority of the property, were they to own it, could not be developed for what you believe they are supposed to do, and that is mixed use and retail. A majority of it is civic, upon which only a government building can be built. Another large portion is in light industrial, of which you have retained the ability to have that.
That was attorney Will Dunaway, who represents Fred Hemmer's Beulah Town Center LLC. Much of the discussion yesterday centered around their revised offer of $25 million for 290 acres. Ultimately, the Board of Commissioners directed county staff to make the zoning changes first. That's estimated to take around 90 days. The men and women who worked with senior airman Roger Rod Fortson paid their respects yesterday. A memorial service was held at Hurlburt Field with Fortson's family members in attendance.
Ms. Fortson, I gave you the worst news that a mom could ever get. And I cannot imagine the shock and the pain in that moment. And I'm sorry for everything that you had to go through.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Callan Thistlewood, commander of the 4th Special Operations Squadron. During the ceremony, Fortson was posthumously awarded the Air and Space Commendation Medal. The FDLE and State Attorney's Office continue their investigation of his shooting death involving an Okaloosa County deputy. 5:34 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Calm weather setting up over the next couple of days as high pressure builds in. We're going to have high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s every single afternoon. Low temperatures will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And the chance for rain, minimal. A few passing clouds day to day, but really no major chances for rain. Could have a couple sea breeze showers and thunderstorms through the weekend, the long weekend that is. But that chance of rain only sits at 10%. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now we've got 69 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Microsoft has announced its new computers with advanced chips designed to run artificial intelligence features for Windows without quickly using up battery life. The tech giant unveiled a Surface laptop and a Surface Pro tablet with a Qualcomm chip that can run some AI tasks without internet. The PCs will be able to translate audio, recommend responses to incoming messages, suggest changes in the settings app, and even talk with people about what's on screen. Microsoft is accepting pre-orders, and the devices will become available in June. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chair Martin Grunberg has announced he will resign after a recent investigation found a widespread culture of sexual harassment and discrimination at the agency. President Biden said he will soon name his replacement nominee for the position. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 196 and the S&P 500 up 4. That's your money now.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 538 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a chance to speak with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. General, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Absolutely great to have you. So people might not know the background to this human trafficking bill and the phone number that now Florida has in place for reporting human trafficking. And I want you to tell folks, because I didn't know this story. And when I read it, I was, well, amazed would be the low end of my reaction.
Yeah, I think I have to calm myself down before I talk about it. But, you know, that applies to many things I've had to deal with recently coming out of Washington. But, yeah, so, you know, when I came on board as the attorney general, we had a national human trafficking hotline, which is run by a nonprofit, which was supposed to take in all these tips nationally and push them down into the states. So in Florida, we had active human trafficking task forces in every circuit ready to pounce, making sure we had not just law enforcement to get the traffickers off the streets, also victim services, advocates and resources to come in and help stabilize them, pick them back up, put them on a path of success in life, and allow them the ability to work with law enforcement. So this has been a really shocking situation where, you know, you had attorneys general around the nation realize that this nonprofit had been taken over by someone who, you know, really doesn't believe that pushing tips to law enforcement so they can go after the traffickers is the primary purpose anymore, so they've stopped doing that. And of course, this is someone who, you know, I don't know how to put it, you know, doesn't believe we can arrest our way out of human trafficking, which is a term usually used with addiction and rightfully so.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to, you know, the AG in Washington once said we can't arrest our way out of armed carjacking. We can't arrest, this person says we can't arrest our way out of human trafficking. I just want to laugh. They have no concept. They're these folks that want to undermine and stop law enforcement from doing their job. Many nonprofits have been taken over by these people. This one's trained at Columbia and Stanford with a focus in forced migration, and she's now running the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Unbelievable.
So in Florida, we said, nonsense, we're going to create our own hotline. I'm so glad you're focusing on it, because if anybody sees anything suspicious as to human trafficking, they can call our new hotline, which is 1-855-FLA-SAFE.
So this is going to be put on the new, I assume we have to put up new notices in all of the places where you would have these notices to begin with, strip clubs, truck stops, places like this where, you know, people get information where they might be in a risky situation, and that's going to give them the opportunity to connect with somebody who can actually help them, and in our case in Florida, prosecute the people who are taking advantage of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the reason you're hearing about it this week and last week, is because the new law, which requires this Florida hotline to be put up in these spaces, was signed by Governor DeSantis, who truly has been just a warrior in the human trafficking effort. I've been so proud to work with him. He gets it. And this is, you know, part of our mission has been to educate as many people, have more eyes and ears on the roads, because we know victims have been rescued at truck stops. We know they've been rescued by an airline stewardess who saw something was off. I can give you story after story. Just recently in South Florida, we had a hotel employee notice something was off. Two teen girls were being trafficked. And so it is getting that word out to the public and allowing them to help law enforcement, you know, because law enforcement can't be everywhere at once. We know that.
Right.
It has really made a difference. But if we don't get the traffickers behind bars, you know, you see how well that's playing out in other cities and states around the nation when they stop enforcing the law thinking they can stop crime. It doesn't work. It's never worked. We will never do that here in Florida. And so, you know, if we can't get law enforcement to get the traffickers out of the communities and away from these victims, they will just go and find another victim. I mean,
right.
You will just give them the opportunity to create more and more victims. So, again, Florida's leading the way. We're one of the first states in the nation to have our own hotline, in like so many other areas, and just so proud of this state, proud of FDLE for standing up that hotline, and proud of our legislature for seeing it as a necessity.
Yeah, again, it's a sad thing that we would have to deal with somebody who would presumably be working with law enforcement and doesn't view that as a solution, have to create our own alternative. But, as you say, you react to the bad situation by creating one that's actually going to solve the issue. We're talking to Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. General, one of the other things I wanted to talk with you about a little bit is, you know, we just got added to the emergency declared counties list from Governor DeSantis because, you know, in the storms that affected more vehemently the rest of the northern part of the state, you know, we also had some impacts. We had a declared tornado here, but mostly in a rural area, but the people who were affected. And it does raise the question as we're starting to move into hurricane season of, you know, God forbid there's a storm. Well, if there's a storm, people are going to have damage, then we're going to get contractors come in. And how to make sure that you've got a good one and not a not good one. And even if you're not dealing with a storm, there's always contractors running about, and there are good ones and not good ones. So you guys have some resources about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done this since I came into office. We've done a couple of things to make sure that we're better prepared and ready to jump on some of these scams. And we know it's all too common when folks are reeling from a disaster that unscrupulous people come in and try and take advantage of that. I would suggest if anyone has any further interest after this interview, then go to myfloridalegal.com and /scams-at-a-glance. We have a very simple resource. It talks about scams after the storm. And as you stated, we're coming up on hurricane season, so this is going to be incredibly important. The most common scams, now, of course, there's many. Many can take different forms, but the most common scams that we see right after a storm are these repair scams, mm-hmm. where people come up, very aggressive sales practices, demand large money up front. Sometimes they never return and fix anything. You know, there's certain things that you can do to check and make sure that the person coming up to you is legitimate. You can go to myfloridalicense.com to verify a contractor's license. You can go to Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, But repair scams is a common one. Tree service scams. You know, you have folks coming up saying they know how to get your trees off your roof and off your out of your trees. And, you know, sometimes these guys have no clue what they're doing. They'll demand large upfront payments, never return. That's something to look out for. And believe it or not, water testing and treatment scams. You know, we'll test your water. We'll make sure that the storm hasn't led to, you know, a water quality issue. And maybe we have this really high expensive equipment that can help us do that. And we can install that for you. So that's another one to look out for. Again, I would recommend if you're ever nervous or suspicious, you can download this. It gives you all the ways that you can verify whether someone is legitimate. And of course, if you do get taken advantage of, please report that 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. For hurricane season, we even have a no-scam app. We created that to make it easier for people to take pictures and send them straight to us. You can download that to any smartphone.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the trees in particular. We found this out at the when we had Sally, Hurricane Sally came through here, that one of the, you know, there was a tree on our property and, you know, had to be removed, right? Had to be cut because it had fallen over and it wasn't fallen down, but it was fallen and it needed to be cut down and removed. And what we discovered is there's not very many people who do that. And in a situation where everybody's got down trees, all of a sudden those prices are a lot more. And you feel stressed because you don't know who's good, who's not good, who's going to do what kind of a job. It feels like you're overpaying, but then somebody else costs three times as much. And it's a very flustering circumstance as a homeowner trying to make sure your property is safe, you know, because the tree that's half fallen can fall completely, and dealing with the scarcity and what seems like price gouging after any kind of a storm event. Resources for people,
yeah,
or is it? Go ahead.
Absolutely. And this is included. And again, I advise folks to go to myfloridalegal.com/scams at a glance. You can always check a company at the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that previously. Another thing you can do with these tree service folks is ask for their proof of insurance and verify that the insurance policy is current. I mean, generally, if this is a legitimate company that knows what they're doing, they're going to have proof of insurance. Again, watch when they demand for payment up front. Mm-hmm. That's another red flag. And to know whether something is price gouging, we look at, and the law requires us to look at, what was the price of something, the average price of something, about 30 days prior. And that gives us an idea of whether or not someone is using the emergency to jack up prices, take advantage of people in a really dire situation. And so I would always just, you know, ask folks, you know, what were you charging before the storm? How is this different? Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that we look at when the evidence comes in and when the tips come into our office.
And it definitely it's something that particular problem is one that you know, each case is kind of different because each tree is kind of different and each difficulty of removing it is kind of different. And so you just kind of feel vulnerable to the whole process as a homeowner, which is I know what your office is trying to alleviate. Attorney General Ashley Moody, man, you are involved in so many different things, and we certainly appreciate the work and the time you spent with us this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Have a great week.
Absolutely. 549 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide if now is the right time or if you should wait or, you know, if you should act right away, how are the markets changing? How are the rates changing? And what's happening specifically, not just in the, like, Pensacola area market, but in your price range and in your community? You know, because what's happening at $400,000 in Gulf Breeze might be different than what's happening at $800,000 in Gulf Breeze. And that might be different than what's happening at $600,000 in Warrington or at $400,000 in, you know, Pace. I mean, seriously, like, you tend to think of a market as going up or down, but it's really all of these individual situations based on people's finances and the rates and what's available. And so it's not enough to just have an overall picture. You got to really know the specifics. You got to really know the details. And that's something that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty really specialize in, is understanding all of that to get you the best price buying or selling a home. So if you want expert advice tailored to your situation based on extensive knowledge of what's going on here, 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home and how they work. He'll also answer questions.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You smell that? Bat! Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that.
It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me.
Now, Jimmy, you just had a birthday. What's your age again?
29.
Do you have to think about it?
Not 23. Yeah, I do have to think about it, actually.
I know. I find that a lot of times, I don't know why this is the case, okay? I can remember what year it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can do the math faster than I can remember what the age is. Why is that? That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
Every once in a while, that's not right. And then sometimes you just know. But sometimes you're not sure. Like, how old are you? Well, I think I'm 53. Well, okay, it's 24, 71. Okay, yeah, it's 53.
As long as you get it in the ballpark,
it's more
fine.
Of like a verification system. It's not that I start with the years. It's that I, is it? You know, it's kind of the same thing for anniversaries. You know, I'm like, I think we got 26. Yeah, 26, coming up 27. But, you know, that somehow I can remember the other parameters and do the math faster than I can be certain that I got it right the first time. That doesn't seem right. David Wayne, who has no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sure. Is it in the new, am I right, David? Have you ever had this happen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm super normal, which is what we always knew. what's going on in the newsroom, David?
Well, the U.S. is offering official condolences over the death of Iran's president, although stopping well short of praising him. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby yesterday called Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi a man with a lot of blood on his hands. All right. He says Raisi supported Hamas and committed atrocious abuses of human rights.
That said, as we would in any other case, we certainly regret, in general, the loss of life and offered official condolences as appropriate.
And Kirby also reiterated that the U.S. had no role in that helicopter crash.
I'm a big fan of John Kirby, but I think the clip you played of him low-talking, as in when the clip did not play, was probably equally as meaningful as the clip of him stuttering and stumbling around.
Right.
Also, yeah, I love it. What is this going to be like? We're super sorry that your massively oppressive, horrible, evil, terrible, no good, hates women and is opposed to all the things that we consider important in life and has killed people and responsible for lots of death and mayhem. We're super sorry he's dead. Is that like the official position of the U.S. now?
Yeah, I think pretty
that's
yeah.
pretty much where we're at. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Dozens of tornadoes possible today, particularly in Iowa and in northwest Illinois and southwest Wisconsin. There's a big severe weather outbreak forecast in the plains and the Midwest. And Andrew, it's not something you'd expect when you're at the beach. A Cessna coming in for a landing on the sand, but it did happen in Walton County yesterday. The sheriff's office says a Cessna had to make an emergency landing in Miramar Beach on the beach yesterday afternoon. Apparently, the plane had an engine failure. The good news, though, nobody was hurt.
No, you misunderstand. Every time you go to the beach, you've got to think to yourself, expect the unexpected.
That's true.
Never know, yeah. Right? I mean, especially around here, you know, the Blues fly, Fat Albert flies. You got helicopters and, you know, Ospreys once in a while and, you know, gunships practice their targeting flying over Pensacola. I mean, you know.
Just another day on the beach.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, just a Cessna is just like one more thing. No big deal. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 550. Somebody just tuned in. They're like, what you mean the C-130s practice their targeting over Pensacola? You've never seen the gunships from Hurlburt circling the town center and wondered what they were doing? I'm not saying there's no ammunition on board, but what do you think they're doing? They're practicing over the city. Durr. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Anyway, 557 here on News Radio Pensacola. What else do we have going on? Do I have time to get into that? I don't know. Fine, I'll try. I'll see. I'm going to run out of time to do this next story, but that's okay. I have been putting it off for a day or two. So the head of the Florida Attorney General's Ethics Bureau. Oh, I should have asked Ashley Moody about this yesterday. Dang it. I just did not connect the dots. Oh, well. Elizabeth Miller, who is the former Chief Assistant Attorney General. She's the one who would. I can't believe I didn't ask her about this yesterday. I feel so stupid. She's the one that kind of recommends the cases to the ethics board. And then this would be like the, you know, the Jonathan Owens case, you know, complaints against him that I thought was very poorly justified, basically from the bullet points that Commissioner Jeff Bergosh offered. And not a lot of good legwork was done on that case. We talked about this when it happened. She's now resigned. She's now resigned because she made a query of the database for driver and vehicle information unrelated to any of her professional activities, but apparently related to a personal case that she had involved herself in, that she was the attorney, and she queried the database for the other side, like for the person on the other side. And then, apparently, again, according to the report, she also had somebody else sign as the primary requester of the information and herself as merely the supervisor. And then when it got flagged, and they tried to figure out, like, where is this coming from? They're like, I don't know, nothing going on here. So it's a weird story because she apparently, again, kind of reading between the lines and looking at what happened. And it's kind of an odd story because just doesn't, like, why would she bother? She makes it seem like it was kind of a oversight, a glitch, just a failure to consider the possibilities. But at the same time, apparently went through the process of, you know, having somebody else sign the request instead of her having her name on it and only as a supervisor. So when they kind of went through to figure out, well, what connection does this have with your official business? And then eventually they realized, oh, it's not official business at all. It's connected to an old case that you were involved in where this seems more like a personal query of the database, you know, abusing your power as this person in order to get information. So, weird story, but now that person is out at the
ethics
This
commission. Is WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton, Pensacola. Proud winner of the Crystal Award in recognition of year-round community service.